Right now on VFN TV, this is going to be an exciting program. Prophetic Word for 2016 from John Kilpatrick of John Kilpatrick Ministries and Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama. Awesome prophetic word coming from Perry Stone of Manifest Ministry, talking about God's going to move one more time in America in a certain way. And also a word coming out of Glory of Zion Ministries, Chuck Pierce's ministry in Corinth, Texas, about positive things for the church right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let them.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Today's going to be an exciting day. You know, our God is a good God, and He has good plans in store for those that are His, no matter what's going on. If you go back and you study the Bible and you see what was happening, like in the book of Acts, well, that's what was happening in God's kingdom. But if you kind of take a different look and what was going on parallel to that was the world's kingdom. All kinds of things were going on. Rome was doing all the things that Rome was doing and all the things that was happening in the world. But despite all that, God was still doing a good thing with His people. And that's what God's going to be doing. This program today is so exciting because there's three prophetic words that are going to be spoke loose today over the airways. And the first one I want you to see is Perry Stone, Manifest Ministry. And he is talking where the Lord came over him and began to tell him that He's going to move one more time in America in a very specific way. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
When I was a young minister many years ago, starting out in ministry, I was called to preach at age 16 and began to preach at age 18 and began to see revivals go 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 11 weeks, 7.5 weeks, etc. During my earlier ministry, a man named Rufus Dunford prayed for me, and Rufus Dunford could speak at least, my daddy said, 7 to 8 languages in tongues, in the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, yet he had a third-grade education. In the early days of my ministry, for about 3 solid years, the Spirit of God would come on me, and I would have a manifestation come on my physical body where I would feel my hands almost become numb, my face become numb, but it wasn't uncomfortable, it didn't hurt, but when it happened, it was a sign from God that I was to prophesy. A prophecy is to speak an utterance under the inspiration of God without a message in tongues, which followed by an interpretation. Recently, on Sunday night, on 9/13/2015, in Huntington, West Virginia, I stood to the pulpit to preach. And I can't explain it, but I felt that anointing come on me, Mark, so heavy that I didn't think I would be able to stand behind the pulpit. In fact, Robbie and them got concerned that I was going to literally pass out, and it wasn't a physical thing, it was a spiritual thing. And I'm going to read to you this prophecy, and then I'm going to preach on what the Lord is showing me about this prophetic season. Now, your CD is going to say the rise of seven ancient spirits. If you are in the conference, it'll say that. That is not a misprint. That's just that God changed the title and the message. So please understand that if you're listening to this. This was a prophecy. But the Lord said, there's coming a sign in this country. There's coming a sign. It's in the very near future. The righteous will discern and the unrighteous will not. You'll know it when you see it because it will be something that will be so significant, it'll grip your attention. Because the Lord is doing His best to wake up America one more time. One more time. He does this because He loves this country. Then I stopped there and I said, now listen to me. I'm hearing something. That was me saying that. Then I went back in the spirit. America is a giving country. If you don't believe that, let disaster happen anywhere in the world. Who shows up first? It doesn't matter what country. If it's a Muslim country, it doesn't matter. Indonesia doesn't matter. Taiwan doesn't matter. Japan, it doesn't matter. Who shows up? I hear the Spirit of God say this, and I remember the anointing was so heavy when this came forth. I remember the good, but my people don't. But and I will give you an inheritance. I will give you another chance because of what you planted in the past. what those before you have planted in the past. It will come up before God one more time. You're going to see, as men speak of pockets of selective judgment, so likewise there is pockets of selective revival. Areas where people will pray and pray and worship until the glory is seen. That just happened. It will not be the type of meeting that will make attention from coast to coast, but in that region and with those people, the town will know there's a visitation from heaven going on. Listen, Mark, listen to this. And it will be known as the rural revival because people will begin to leave large cities, says the Spirit of God, not in droves or in masses, but they're going to begin to pull away and not know why, but go into mountain areas, into smaller cities because of the danger. Now, this may be a revelation of what's coming. Because of the dangers and the fear and the mobs and the robbing and looting and stealing, and God's talking about in major cities, the people will be drawn to where the good people are, where they hear that people love each other and they care about one another. Some will come and they'll have no background in the Word. They'll have no background in the things of the Spirit, but they'll be drawn here because of the mercy of God and drawn to places because of the mercy of the Lord for people. And the good people who know the Lord and know their God shall teach them the things of the Lord. One more time, listen to this, because the Lord says he still cares because he said there is still more than a remnant.
This is so exciting. You think about it, it's like more than a remnant. God is setting up a plan. So some things will be happening that won't be good, in America, but simultaneously, people will be drawn to God and people are going to want to learn about God and know about God. And it's time for you, if you have not yet chose to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to make him the Lord of your life, now's the time for you to be able to do that. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear a word from Pastor John Kilpatrick that's going to bless your heart.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We want to talk about this so much, but we want to make sure we get everything in today. That's so exciting. You got to hear that again and again. God saying one more time, he's going to begin to gather people. People are going to be drawn to people who know God and love God and want to learn the ways of God. Revival, pocketed revival, is going to be happening. These glory zones, which we've been talking about, we've been seeing that. We don't have much talk time. Listen, next I want you to be able to go to Corinth, Texas. This is Chuck Pierce's ministry where they begin to prophesy on November 15th about what's coming. And when you hear columns, imagine this, columns of an army kind of coming against their enemy's army. And he said, God says, I'm going to send column after column after column until this thing is dealt with. So yeah, there's going to be trouble, but listen to these words. Gideon's armies are going to arise. These are real positive words coming out of Corinth, Texas, Glory Design Ministries. Listen up.
Today you have stepped into a unity when you are facing the enemy that nothing but the praise and worship of the Lord God Almighty can stop. So the Lord said, rejoice, rejoice in this place today, for you are fighting a war that only I can win. And we have more on our side than those that are against us. So the Lord says, rejoice. This is a war rally. We will. Until the enemy
I'm going to start and then Marty will add to it. And the Lord says that the enemy has been bobbing his head up. And the enemy has been popping up in unique times around you. But I say I'm putting a sharpened sword like a machete in your hand. I'm giving you a new word, and the next time the enemy reveals his headship to you, you will chop the enemy's head off with that word. I say you have backed off from crying out and saying, I will be victorious. You have shut your mouth when you should have just shouted that God is with me. I say to you, this is a time that when the enemy shows his head, I will have a people who enforce the resurrection power that I have left for them in the earth.
And the Lord says, does not my word say, be not deceived, for God will not be mocked, and that which a man sows will he reap. And the Lord says, many have said, it's just about time, it's just about time, it's just about time. But I say today, it's time, it's time.
So I say today is a divine exchange. I say exchange your fear for faith. Exchange your timidity for confidence. Exchange your quietness for a bold declaration. I say today is a divine exchange, and my people will no longer align themselves and agree with the enemy.
So you're looking at, you know, just a house full of prophets prophesying and, you know, tongues interpretation, these awesome words about being bold, that the army of the Lord, the host, is more with you than it's against you. You know, you've been moving in fear. It's time to step out and begin to speak into that situation and be bold again, recapture your vision again, walk in confidence with the Lord. These things are going to be happening that we've been talking about in the previous program. They're going to be rough. But in the midst of that, we're supposed to be bold for the Lord and walking. That's when the harvest will come in. This is so exciting, and we want to get all of us in today. And we're about to have, in a moment, a prophetic word for 2016 from John Kilpatrick, the pastor of Church of His Presence and John Kilpatrick Ministries. And it's a very encouraging word. It kind of puts us, you know, in this place. But I do want to say this. We have an offer for you. This offer is so important for this year in 2016. It's entitled One Thing in 2016. It's offer 2001. This is so important because, you know, your focus could be on the news, your focus could be on trouble, your focus could be all over the place, or your focus can be on the Lord. David, running for his life, a king was losing his mind. The government was after King David. He wasn't king yet. He was David. He had a call in his life. The government was after him. He was hiding in caves. He was innocent. Yet, he said, you know what? One thing I desire, one thing I focus on, one thing I want, and that was the Lord. And this particular offer is for any amount whatsoever. Partnering with us, go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner. You can click on partner and follow the prompts, or you can call 844-404-3688. That's 844-408, I meant, 3688. Or you can write to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Listen, this is so important. 2016, you need to be focused on the one thing. One thing in 2016 that's offer. 2001 for a partnership of any amount, and we have a great gift for you. It is one thing in 2016.
This is Eternal MC. Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I said, you know, you probably noticed that my daughter's got a cute body.
That's quite a statement to your daughter's date. This is Focus on the Family Minute. Dads with a teen daughter need to have a man-to-man chat with that guy, according to Dennis Rainey.
Now, what's he going to say to that?
You're just right out there.
If he shakes his head no, he and I both know he's lying through his teeth.
I would say no good answer.
There is no good answer. But it lets him know, I'm getting ready to get into the nitty-gritty. And so I said, that's okay. It's good. But whether you become her husband or not, I want you to treat her as though she was somebody else's wife and protect her innocence and her sexuality and guard that.
Hear more today from Dennis Rainey about interviewing your daughter's date at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
What do we have? Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now, and the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility. Welcome back. This is so exciting. All these different words coming in about, you know, God's, you know, God loves you. God loves his church. God is a good God. And he sees the injustices. He sees what's been going on. And when you hear this prophetic word for 2016 from Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, John Kilpatrick Ministries, and it's, you know, every word may not be part of this word, might not be for you, but there's certain parts of that word that's for certain folks, and it'll just bear witness with you. And it's such an encouraging word, and it's a good word to understand that God is for you. And if some of the things that's being said is like, you know, God is, and God just all of a sudden stirred his heart. He was in meditation. He's on his back of his patio in his house, and all of a sudden God just stirred him, and all this words just started coming out, and God just gave it to him, and it's a now word for us. And I want you just to hear this and let the word of the Lord encourage you. That's what this whole program is about. Just be encouraged. God's got good plans in store for those who are his, but we have to know those plans and follow those plans. This is John Kilpatrick with John Kilpatrick Ministries. Take a look.
The year of the wind.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, "I have never seen anything like this before." There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal by any stretch of the imagination. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for great joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Dead, dry bones will experience a fresh prophetic wind. Some will struggle with the question, is this God or is this the devil? But God will receive all the glory for his mysterious wonders. This will be a year of the winds of God, and those winds are already blowing, even as I speak this word. As I share these words, if you want to praise the Lord, if you want to stand, if you want to receive it, whatever you want to do, just receive it and make whatever noise you want to make. I'm fine with it. Say goodbye to the pig pen. God says you've been a victim of swine syndrome. Human swine have persecuted and mocked you openly because of your faith and your love for God. These swine have trampled upon the pearls that the Holy Spirit has formed in you. They have made your life miserable and very stressful, but the Lord says to you that he's taking you out of that hog pen and setting you up on high on a perch. He will cause you to soar like an eagle. God has said enough is enough. There is such a change coming in your life, you will need time to adapt yourself to the many wonderful changes in store for you. You have been persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but you have surely survived. Now the Lord says he himself is going to reward you openly and cause his fragrance to grace your new space. In your face. You've had such obstacles in your life. It has been as though you have experienced a contrary wind in your face, hindering your every move. As a matter of fact, for many years, almost everything you've attempted has experienced setbacks. In your face is the phrase that best fits where you've been. Countless adversaries have been in your face withstanding you. At times, you've even tried to justify this contrary wind as possibly being sent by God, but you knew in your heart it wasn't true. Now things have shifted, and what was once in your face has moved behind you and is working for you and propelling you forward. Things are definitely changing from contrary to favorable. This favorable wind is so timely for you in so many ways. God says, I've got your back. Heaven wind. The shift in the wind will cause life-giving air to blow into the nostrils and mouths of your loved ones who have fainted. It will be somewhat like a supernatural oxygen mask. Even the backsliders and the lost sinners who have been slowly dying have fallen by the wayside, struggling to breathe. They're going to catch their breath. It will be a fresh wind from heaven. Those who are saturated with the cares of life, those who suffer dark depression, anxiety attacks, and deserve sleep shall finally find rest and relief. The Comforter has come. The wind bloweth where it listeth, as in the upper room, the Spirit was so anxious that he rushed. It was a rushing and a mighty wind. This wind will cover you and your loved ones like a warm comforter blanket. The Spirit set upon each of them, and the Spirit is about to set on your sons and your daughters and others of your household. God said, I've released my Spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you. As a matter of fact, he's rushing to you even now as you hear this. He's filling your lungs again with life-giving oxygen. Take a deep breath. Breathe him in. Holy Spirit is resuscitating and reviving you even as this word is being released. Hyperventilation
and fearful breathing is subsiding and giving way to peaceful and restful breathing. I declare sweet, peaceful sleep to come upon you even from this moment forward. Peaceful rest is returned. He gives his beloved sleep. From drought to drenching rain. This is a word for the dry and famished ministers. A wind has already caused a 500-year drought to shift on the West Coast. Water has recently returned on the drought-stricken West, on that parched land after years of no rain and desperate conditions. The shift started late in 2015. Not just long-awaited showers, but now snow is falling. Large amounts of snowpack are accumulating up in the mountains. The locals say it's the most snowpack in decades. From famine to plenty. Just as the famine has yielded, so will cold and dry hearts yield to a change in the atmosphere that heaven wind is going to bring. Showers will intensify into rain. Rain will bring in the latter rain of the Holy Spirit. You will not have to strive. It's simply going to rain. My rain will come on the thirsty. I've heard the cries and the groans for rain. I will make it rain on the just and the unjust. Even the unsuspecting shall be taken back at my goodness to send this refreshing rain upon them. This rain will bring the familiar and it will bring the unfamiliar. The wind has already shifted. You'll smell the rain before you feel it. Whosoever will welcome this latter rain of my spirit, I will revive, refresh, and renew. Listen, can you hear the abundance of rain? Deliverance from womb wounds. God said, I'm going to separate you from the chaff in your life. I'm going to blow off of you the hindrances that have hindered you. For some time, I've been speaking to you regarding your addictions and habits that render you weak and ineffective. I'm going to open your eyes to see what you could not see before. As Balaam was made aware of what was hindering his progress, you will also see and understand the endless delays and setbacks that have caused you such discouragement and heartache. I will unseat, I will uproot by my spirit the things that have been upon you even from the womb. Your deliverance will come in 1 hour. Forgive, but run. You have been greatly misunderstood. Prevailing circumstances that are satanic in origin are so complicated that you've even wondered how could something so insignificant become so evil and so complicated. This has cost you friends and family, and it's even begun to affect your health. But hear me, the Holy Spirit is moving on your behalf. This is finally coming to a close. The Lord Himself is going to bring the closure. Although you went through a painful learning curve, you will now finally experience the new. But be cautioned, because you enjoy and you seek the comfort of the familiar, do not fall in that trap again. You must forgive and release your adversaries, but you must remove yourself from the very atmosphere where everything has been so distorted and tormented. My spirit will lead you to places where there'll be new faces, and you'll learn to trust again. Your feet and legs will heal quickly from the scars of the trap that held you fast, but you must keep moving and move quickly, because that trap will not remain open very long. Be diligent. Now is the time of your departure. An impossible pregnancy. Mary had an impossible pregnancy. It was beyond impossible. Even the angel said it was impossible with man and only possible with God. A virgin to conceive, there's nothing normal about that at all. Impossible, but God. I speak to you today, daughter, that your situation likewise is very complicated and seemingly impossible, but it is not beyond God. Your situation is totally in the realm of a miracle from God. Sometimes miracles look like a mess at first, but they turn out to be a jaw dropper. I release you to believe in spite of it all. Against all odds, your faith will begin to stir. Although you don't understand, you don't need to understand, I release the spirit of life to hover in your womb and for you and your husband's bodies to become anointed to produce a healthy baby. I declare it to be so. God says you shall laugh at the locust. I am proclaiming that you indeed will have the money to retire. And you will indeed have the money to transition into the life that you desired for a long time. You have worked, you've given to the Lord and to his work, and for a very long time you sacrificed and prayed and planned for this time of your life. And now just as you're ready to step across the threshold into the new, a strange fear has gripped you. It's a grasshopper fear that has made you afraid of your promised land. You feel threatened by the very things you have desired and worked so hard to accomplish. This swarm of dream-eating locusts appear to be so significant that your hope has faltered and your plans have collapsed. But the Lord is saying, you will indeed realize your dream, and you will surely prevail. He is going to restore what the locusts have eaten. The Lord is a restorer. Fear not, all will be well. The angel of the Lord is going to oversee this personally for you. Sudden change of plans. Someone has applied yourself. You've studied, gone to school, focused, labored, prepared, saved for a certain goal. But now, just as you're ready to be launched toward what you believed was your destiny, surprise, the Lord has suddenly rearranged everything. It's actually a divine intervention. Another door has opened. An unexpected door that you totally had not expected. You feel inadequate and you feel unsure and insecure, but this is a moment in time for you. This has thrown your life, your plans, and your preparations into a tailspin. The Lord has gone before you. The future he planned before you is a good one. It is higher than the one you had planned. I hear opportunity knocking at the door. The question is, are you moving toward the door or away from that door? That which was is again. It is though yesterday is now reappearing. Due to the complicated circumstances of yesteryear, it was not meant to be. But now, after all these years, here you are again. You're feeling the same feelings. You're coming alive again at the prospects of what could become a reality after all these years. This is your time. It wasn't wrong back then. It just wasn't time, and it was not the right season. But now the time has come to look again. Extenuating circumstances are not the same now as they were then. This is a new beginning, only a later time. What was is again. Runaway bride. Your heart has always been soft for the Lord and for the work of God. You have felt a call upon your life, but something happened and you've lost focus. Now where you find yourself is that your feet are headed to the altar to marry, but your heart has turned into a different direction and you're in the valley of decision. Follow your heart, the Lord says. The good is always the enemy to the best. There's always an Isaac for every Rebecca. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your paths. The love of your life is waiting for you, but it might not be the one waiting at the altar. It's time to go home. You're in the music industry, and you're very well known. Your heart is broken, but so is your ex-wife's. A long time ago, your feet were on a much different path. But then things began to change, and it was as though you stepped on a magical escalator. It took you higher and higher, yet further and further away from the people that loves you the most. It almost took you far away from your Lord,
that you have loved since you were a child, and you have always loved the Lord, even in your most trying times. The Lord still has plans for you, even now. A voice on the inside of you has been speaking lately as you sleep upon your bed, and it's calling you to come home. But you say, I can't. I've strayed too far, and I've burned all my bridges. But there's still one bridge left standing, the Lord says. And those that love you are there waiting for you, just as the prodigal's father waited patiently for his son. Listen to that voice. It is the Holy Spirit calling you off that escalator back to the familiar path that leads home. You must make the first move and make it quickly. Listen, there's a voice calling you, come home. I'm coming out. A loved one has you very concerned. A lying and a delusional spirit entered their life and seduced them into a stupor of deception. You have felt so fearful and helpless because it has such a strong grip on their mind. Unstable behavior has resulted. It was through pride and a bitter root that this spirit entered them. As a virus causes multiple complications, this continues to spread like a green bay tree. The time of this exile from reality has expired. God has declared enough of this. Effectual prayer and persistence have prevailed. As Nebuchadnezzar of old came to himself, so shall it be again. As surely as this entered, it will exit. Mercy will prevail. Humility is required. I received this word, number 15. I received this early in the morning on January the 1st, 2016, just about a week ago. I could have never thought about this. I could have never dreamed this up. I know this has to be from the Lord. Listen to it. Jesus said to Simon Peter and his brothers, I make you fishers of men. Jesus later gave Peter a word to go fishing and informed him that the fish caught, the very first fish caught, would contain a coin in its mouth that would be used to pay their tribute, their taxes. It was supernatural provision that resulted from privileged information. Last Friday morning, as I was sound asleep, I heard the Holy Spirit speaking directly to me in my sleep. And the Lord said to me, do you know the two normal ways fish are caught? He said, with a net and on line. I was so startled, I woke up immediately and looked at my clock, and it was 5:55. Now awake, I heard the Lord continue to speak. He said, there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the net, the internet. The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, to God's people, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest. A new and very powerful wind of anointing will blow through the internet. In real time, signs and wonders will be witnessed without edit. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament will show forth his handiwork. The number 5 is the number of grace. The Holy Spirit is revealing to us that we're living in a triple grace season. This is the Lord's doings. It is marvelous in our eyes. I want everybody in this house to give glory to God because of what he's about to do through the internet and online. Come on, give him praise. This is very powerful. I want you to listen to this prophetic word. The downfall of Jezebel. Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come. Number 17, the truth will come out. God said the truth is going to finally surface. Truth that's been buried for many years will emerge into the light of day. Deception will finally end. Shame and dishonor will yield to facts. Others will learn the truth that you have known all along. And God said that truth is going to bring you vindication. Something has caught your eye. You've slowed down and you're considering leaving the high road. There's an unfamiliar path that beckons you, but it's fraught with danger. This is a slippery slope, and it's not the way that I have prepared for you. It's a path that leads to nowhere. The way that I have prepared for you is safe and it's well lit. It has signs and signals to guide you, markers to mark your progress, and many to assist you along the way. There is a way that seems right, but this one is wrong. Healing hands. God said there's a proliferation of sickness and suffering and weakness among my body. My people have mostly forsaken the laying on of hands, and they have neglected the Lord's table. Therefore, there are many sick among you, and there is widespread weakness. I am sending a fresh wind of revelation upon my church. I am raising up a company that are not only called but chosen specifically to bring renewed understanding of the table of the Lord. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do not neglect so great a salvation. This is the final prophetic word, and this is one of my favorites. No more imposters. The Lord said your past, your history is replete with tremendous pain. You were a casualty of being unequally yoked to an imposter. You came to know a different person than the one you fell in love with, and the lights went out in your soul. Your heart, once tender, hardened to become extremely hard in an attempt to survive the abuse. It's difficult to emphasize your indescribable journey. You swore that you would never love or trust again. After all these years, you have recently begun to feel again. The chill of scarred emotions is now yielding to warm love. Your heart is being thawed out. Even others recognize the change in you. God said, I'm healing you to love again. Now a certain someone has entered your life as a special gift just for you. I'm giving you this word as a confirmation that hope is not being deferred any longer. You're being swept off your feet in slow motion.
This program today is so very, very important. It's so important because you need to be encouraged. Mm. You know, God is encouraging us in the detail aspect. I mean, you're going to need to listen to this program over and over and over again to get it into you, because there's so many things, and especially that last word from, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, that is just coming from every angle. But, you know, the exciting thing is to hear too that, you know, maybe you've been hurt and you've been wounded and you thought, because things only work with love. And it's like a car without oil. It just doesn't go anywhere. And you think, you know, I could never love again. There's just not, it's my love thing is broke. Mm. And because you've been wounded, you've been betrayed, and just all these different things. And God's saying, I'm going to heal that. You're going to love again. And when love begins to flow again, all of this begins to make sense. But trying to do anything outside of love is just not, it's nothing. You know, he says you can prophesy, you can, you know, do all these great things, but if you don't have love, you don't have anything.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, and maybe you've been wounded and it's been a serious wound. It's been what the enemy's been trying to do. You know, you can think it's people, or you can think and understand that it's a spiritual enemy that we wrestle against. And Paul said to Timothy, when he was writing a letter to his spiritual son, he said, you know, people have been taken captive by Lucifer, by Satan, to do his will. Gently instruct them in hopes that they would turn back and God would grant them repentance. And so that person is doing that, or did do that. But the enemy's plans were working through that person, and God's saying, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal your heart. You're going to love again. You're going to feel again. You're going to sense things again. You're going to, you know, joy's going to come again. All those things that is the joy of just being in fellowship and relationships, and it's just, this today is just filled with so many awesome, hopeful words for 2016.
Absolutely.
And I want you to begin to plan for this. And that's why we're here at VFN TV. That's why the VFN Dream Center is the way it is. And we're preparing to, you know, talking about being, not only are we broadcasting across the air and on cable, and are we on your mobile devices, but we're online all over the place.
That's right. Podcasts, you name it.
Yeah, podcasting and all that. And we even have Emmaus Road established to be able to begin to bring the harvest in a place to be able to disciple them. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're thinking, you know, I've been hanging around the church for a long time, but I don't know anything about God. You know, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Mm. Maybe you need to get connected to a church, maybe like a Church of His Presence that you saw in Daphne, Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick. Maybe, you know, you're in Corinth, Texas, or right around that area, which is a lot of little small communities around there. Maybe you need to get involved in a church that's going to disciple you there. Maybe Perry Stone's, he has a great layout up there in Tennessee, you know. But just get somewhere that they're going to teach you the things of God, because you're going to need to know everything. And God wants you to know. But he's just waiting for you to say, I want to know. And I want, you got to get connected with somebody who's going to teach you systematically. You're going to, this is how kind of how things are. And maybe the VFN Dream Center. If the VFN Dream Center is for you, you can go to vfndreamcenter.org and we can contact you there. But just get connected, get rightly related. The best days for the church are ahead. The greatest harvest the world has ever seen, I believe, is ahead. And God is about to show himself mighty. Can I pray with you? Father God, I thank you. I thank you so much for your grace. I thank you for these men and women of God who just, you know, are just striving to hear you clearly and to share what they know, God, and encouraging your people. I thank you, Lord, for Perry Stone, Chuck Pierce, and Brother John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. Lord, I just pray these words will just go into the hearts of our audience, Lord. Maybe this word or that word or maybe all the words, and would encourage them. You know, your word does not return void, Lord, and I thank you even now that people are being encouraged. They realize you have plans in store. You're going to heal. You're going to deliver. You're going to bring in a harvest, God. And I just pray for those new eyes to be on our viewers and on our listeners, Father God. They begin to see how good you are and what you plan to do and how you plan to heal hearts and even deal with those that's been dealing with them and even to take down Jezebel, principality that's been really trying to hold America and hold the church in a place it doesn't need to be. Her seduction days are over. In Jesus' name, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.